Dr. Pinsky, with a female IME on Darby, D-A-R-B-Y, Carinard, C-A-R-R-E-N-A-R-D. Darby Carinard is a 25-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8/5/22. Apparently she was going downstairs and twisted her left ankle. Apparently she did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently she did go to virtual emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She states she is currently under the care of a therapist. Period. The rest of that is normal. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Ms. Carinard was seen at Concentra beginning 8/8/22. Period. She stated she had fallen on Friday, injuring her left foot and shoulder. Period. This was 8/5/22. Period. She fell down approximately 5 steps. Period. She was examined, including x-rays of the ankle and foot that showed no significant radiologic findings. Period. She was placed in a walking boot for a diagnosis of left foot and ankle sprain as well as left shoulder strain. Period. Medications for physical therapy was ordered. Period. X-rays of her left shoulder were also unrevealing. Period. She followed up here over the next few weeks. Period. On 9/21/22, she underwent a venous Doppler ultrasound of the left leg, given a history of quote pain in left knee, period, end quote. It showed no deep vein thrombosis, period. She continues to be seen at Concentra through 10/5/22, period. At that juncture, she reported that all her symptoms were resolved. Apparently she was thus discharged from care. Period. She could return to work full duty effective today. Period. New paragraph. On 10/27/22, she was seen by Dr. David. Period. He scratched that by Dr. Cataldo, who provided assessments of permanency. Period. New paragraph. On 12/13/22, Ms. Carinard was seen by podiatrist Dr. Karanjaya, K-A-R-A-N-J-I-A, with left foot pain. Period. She had an antalgic gait and difficulty doing a heel raise maneuver on the left when compared to the right. Period. She complained she had not had much improvement despite treatment and notwithstanding her denial of symptoms upon discharge of 10/5/22. Period. Dr. Karanjaya ordered an MRI and cleared her for sedentary duty at work. Period. She did return on 1/11/23 to review the MRI. Period. He wrote it was negative, and according to the report, there was no medial pathology. Period. She still complained of discomfort with range of motion and ambulation. Period. More specifically, he wrote all the pathology in the MRI was laterally to her ankle, which she is on symptomatic, is opposite where she was symptomatic on the medial side. Period. He then treated her through 2/7, through 3/17/23. Appears she related there was a delay in going to physical therapy. Appeared he had had improvement, but felt she needed a couple more weeks of therapy. Period. Upon exam, there was decreased swelling to the medial left ankle. Appeared there was minimal discomfort with palpation and eversion of the ankle. Period. He advised continuation of therapy for the next 2 weeks. Appeared she would continue with work restrictions until then and follow up, at which point she would be able to, she would have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Scratch that. Extremities upper, she had mild tenderness to the lateral aspect of the left clavicle, but there was none on the right. Period. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower. She wore loose, lightweight pants that she pulled up for visualization. Period. There was a firm subcutaneous area about the left calf, measuring approximately 2 by 1/2 inches. Period. This was non-tender. Period. Holman's sign was negative. Period. Motion of the, scratch that, manual muscle testing was 5/5 bilaterally, but elicited mild tenderness in left plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus strength. Feet and ankles normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Delete supine straight leg raise maneuvers. And under general appearance, she was large breasted. Impressions on 8/5/22, Darby Carinard. Carinard slipped descending 5 steps and fell, twisting her left ankle. Period. She also struck her left shoulder. Period. 3 days later, she was seen at Concentra, where x-rays showed no acute abnormalities of the involved areas. Period. She was diagnosed with sprains and initiated on conservative care. Period. She followed up through 10/5/22 and related she was asymptomatic. Period. Accordingly, she was discharged from care to full duty. Period. A few weeks later, she saw Dr. Cataldo, who offered a permanency assessment. Period. She also was seen by Dr. Cameron Jaya beginning 12/13/22. Period. He had her participate in additional physical therapy. Period. As of 3/17/23, he anticipated return to full duty work. Period. A current exam of Ms. Karen Dart found her to be extremely obese. Period. She ambulated with no antalgia. Period. She did not have a limp or use an assistive device for ambulation. Period. There was full range of motion of the left ankle and foot, but no tenderness to palpation. Period. She did have a firm subcutaneous area in the left calf of which she was already aware. That was non-tender. Period. This likely was the area that led to her getting a venous Doppler ultrasound. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. On 8/5/22, Ms. Carinard sustained soft tissue injuries in the form of sprains and contusions. Period. From an objective orthopedic perspective, these have fully resolved. Period. She has been able to remain in the workforce doing the same job she had with the insured. Period. And that's the end.